Rich is in Chicago on Coast to Coast AM. Rich?
Hi, how you doing, Ian?
I'm doing all right. You don't mind all these jokes about the lack of a Bears quarterback, do you?
No.
Honey, you guys are suffering, I know. I can't help but mention the obvious.
I'm sorry. I'd like to say I'm a first-time caller, and me and my wife and my son, Ty, listen to your show all the time, and we love the show.
Say hey, and, Ty.
The thing I called in tonight about is when I was 18 years old, which is going back about 20 years ago,
right.
Me and some friends were ATVing up in Wisconsin through, the trails and all that kind of stuff out in the forest, far away from any kind of other homes or anything like that that would be in the area. And we stopped for a break in the middle of one of the roads that crossed, from one side of a trail to another, to stop and just take a little break from riding. And we sat there for about 10 minutes or so, and all of a sudden from one side of the woods, I had seen sort of a greenish glowing little thing start coming out of the brush and the trees and stuff. And it started to pass along the road when I got a real good look at it, and I had told a couple of the other guys that were facing the opposite direction of it. I said, "Then what the heck is that over there?" And they looked, and it's got to be about the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. I looked a little to see it looked like a baby's body, very tiny little body, passing across the road, not on the road, but walking on all four. How a baby would crawl.
Right.
And when they seen it, they immediately started their ATVs up and took off. And unfortunately for me, I didn't have the electric start ATV, and I was sitting there trying to pull start my ATV to get it starting with a pull start. And right. I got a chance to see the face of the thing as it got it going to the other side of the brush, and it turned and looked and then turned and looked away. And the face of it looked like a 100-year-old man with a very wrinkly face and, like I said, just a very little baby-sized body. And it's the strangest thing and scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. And
what would you put in the category of? I mean, what would you call that?
Boy, I don't know. Some kind of maybe some type of spirit or something, or some type of
demonic? I mean, that sort of a thing, or...
I don't know. So it's very bizarre. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. Just the, definitely something that's, to change my mind about believing that there's other things out there. When I seen that, that's when I started believing that there's definitely other things that are out in the world. I mean, spirits and what have you. So
yeah.
That's my experience. I was just kind of wondering if you or anybody's ever seen anything like that or have any ideas what that could have been.
Well, you know what? I can't. That's really compelling and very, I think, unique to you. I have told the story once before, and I'll tell it here real quickly, of driving when I was a little, probably 8 or 9 years old, and we were going out to my grandmother's, and it was the middle of the night. It was probably a four-state drive, so, figure 13 hours in the car or something like that. And as we were driving, I looked out the window, and I was wide awake because I remember seeing my father and mother sitting in the front seat, and I remember seeing the glow of the AM radio on the dashboard and the whole bit. And I saw these two little hands, these little fingers holding on outside of out of a window of the car, and almost like they were, the little hands were holding on against the strong wind that was created, running along the side of the car. And these two little hands were, I watched them, and I thought, there must be a bug or something, because it can't be. And there was a little face that appeared, and I, 8 or 9 years old, was it a night terror? Was I awake and it was a dream? I don't know. But I can tell you, I could still draw a picture of it. And the little face appeared right next to those little hands. And then suddenly the hands let go and that little thing just disappeared. So I don't even know what to call that. Maybe we both experienced some sort of sprite or elf or something like the guest last week would have been talking about out in the woods.
Yeah, well, very bizarre, that's for sure. But that's pretty unique story.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you sharing that. Thanks so much.